Hey there, foreigners! This is Rohit from BreakingTheBorders.com, home of the ambitious immigrants. Today's guest is a mother, and her personal struggle getting information while being a mom inspired her to start a company called Indian Moms Connect, or IMC in short. IMC is a space for urban Indian mothers from all over the world to connect, share stories, and inspire each other. Preeti, welcome to Breaking the Borders podcast.
Thank you very much, Rohit, for having me on.
Thank you for joining us today. So, Preeti, let me first ask you, when you moved to the US, you know, what was the first few years like for you?
The first few years, I moved to the US as a software developer, working as a, you know, a regular contractor at a company and so on. And so it was, that was my world, you know. I wasn't out of India fully, because I was in Cupertino where everyone else was from India. So only when I moved to Sacramento, when I married my husband, that's when I really, I think, stepped out of, like, into real America in a sense. So that was my experience.
So what was it like moving to Sacramento, you know, and was it, you said it was a different environment altogether, right? Like, what did you find different and how did you adapt to it?
Sacramento is a world apart from the Bay Area, right? When I moved here, I didn't know anybody. It was a whole different way of living, just because I didn't know anybody. And then as I made friends and at work and so on, then I settled in and it wasn't such a new world, which it was when I initially moved. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree that it's such a something that we underestimate a lot, having friends and having that social network. When I moved to the US for my grad school, I felt the same thing too, that I didn't know anybody here, right? You feel like fish out of the water.
That's right. Just moving to the US, I had the support system of the entire company. You know, we were a bunch of people who moved here on an on-site project. So you had friends and so on. Moving to Sacramento was a whole different ballgame. Yeah.
I see. So before you started Indian Moms Connect, right, what was your professional life like?
I worked as a software developer. I was working on mainly Apple products, programming in Objective-C. And then in 2010, when my daughter was born, we had already made another move to Madison, Wisconsin, which was a whole new experience for me. I was a first-time mom, and I was experiencing snow for the first time. So, you know, it was a whole different world at that point. Yeah.
So was there a day that you you had an aha moment about making this marketplace or making this space for Indian moms to connect? Or do you remember that day?
Well, I wouldn't say there was a single day, but then I think it was a bunch of many days when I was thinking about this. And when my daughter was born, I, like many mothers out there, I got on the internet and started searching for everything, right? I had questions about everything. And as I would search, I would come across really good stuff on the internet, but nothing was geared towards an Indian mom. Like our traditional, say, even postpartum recipes or how we parent our kids in a slightly different way, right? And
can you give an example of how is it different?
Like we co-sleep. We don't question co-sleeping. Co-sleeping is normal for us.
With the kids, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, their kids sleep with us. That's end of story, right?
Absolutely.
But there is a whole lot of thing on the internet. Put your child in a crib. Should you let them cry it out? Should you let them do this? Don't let your baby sleep with you. There were actually billboards in Madison, Wisconsin that said, do not co-sleep with your child because that causes you know, SIDS or sudden infant death syndrome.
Oh my God.
Stuff like that, which is totally new and so not part of what I had seen. And so as I was looking for information like this, how do you process all this, right? And where are those stories? And when I was looking for those stories, I didn't find any. So I decided we should write our own. So
yeah, absolutely. So my sister had a baby about 3 years ago and they do co-sleeping as well. And I was like asking her, is it the best practice? And I kind of feel bad for doing that right now, because after all, it's different culture, right?
Which is what you need. I mean, in the Eastern cultures, it's not just Indian. Eastern cultures, kids co-sleep. It is only in the West that they don't. And then for us to actually marry these two. So I know a lot of parents who start off saying, my child is going to sleep in the crib and I'm going to make this work and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And eventually a grandparent visit will happen, or you will visit India, something will happen and the kid is back in your bed. So, yeah. You know, it's a lot of balls in the air.
Yeah. And you also mentioned some recipes, right? What was different about that?
So postpartum recipes, when my mother wanted to, make all that stuff, that there are postpartum recipes that are traditionally made for the new mother by the grandmothers, etc. So at that time, there was nothing on the internet that specified what these recipes were.
Oh, so just to clarify, I had to Google that word postpartum to understand. It's like the period after having a birth, postnatal
period. You're supposed to eat specific kind of foods after delivery, which are supposed to aid lactation, which are supposed to help you in various ways. There are some Ayurvedic basis to it. And we couldn't find any of the stuff on the internet again. And even my mother had no notes about it. So we had to ask her sister, who had, written it down, thankfully. I mean, she has 8 siblings, but only one sister thought of writing it down and passing it on to us to use. So we thought, we should have a written note on this.
Yeah. So did you start, or so you got all this information, you wanted to put this up on the internet for mm-hmm. others to benefit from it. Did you start out as a site for the world, or was it some other form? How was it in the beginning?
So when we started out itself, I didn't want to be just me writing my thoughts. I wanted it to be a place where everyone could come and share their thoughts. So when we started it, I started with my cousin Rakhi, who's in Mumbai, who's a popular blogger in Mumbai, actually. And when I told her...
What does she blog about, apart from...
She blogs about... She has her personal blog, which is pretty popular.
I see.
And when I was always bugging her with my questions about various things, including, should I give salt to my kid when I start solids, etc. And when I told her, perhaps we should write about all this, she just got on board pretty quickly. So it was just the two of us writing initially, and she brought in her blogger friends. So we started getting a lot of new perspectives on the blog, which wasn't just, just us or just two people.
So right off the bat, you started publishing in blogs on the World Wide Web, out for anyone out there to read.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We still don't have a criteria on who can write with us. Anyone can write with us if they have a story to share.
Can I write with you?
Of course.
Yeah, I will write the perspective of brother of a mother.
Why not?
Absolutely. So how did you get engagement in the beginning? Like, what were your numbers? What was your traffic like?
Oh, the traffic wasn't anything to write home about. But we kept persisting because, we just had ideas that we wanted to put out there. So, we would come up with, why can't we write about this? And Rakhi wanted to write about children's book reviews that she was reading to her daughter of Indian children's book publishers. And then we started doing interviews of other moms who were also blogging, and we would ask them like 5 questions every week to get their perspective. So we just kept going because something kept pushing us to keep writing.
So, I see. So do you remember any specific topic which you thought was non-traditional or something that you wouldn't do, which did very well on the blog? Do you remember any example like that?
We had a lot of experience sharing on breastfeeding, actually. That was our first topic that people started writing to us with. We asked people to share their stories so we can find community. And, the perception of breastfeeding is either it's really easy to do or you should just give up, right? So when there are stories shared, then folks get to hear different stories about how each person dealt with it and what their specific problem was and how they overcame it.
I'm curious, actually, were people okay to share? I mean, being from India, like culturally, I don't know if it was Okay, I don't know how comfortable it would be.
Precisely the problem, right? Yeah. Nobody wants to hear this story. It is uncomfortable. Nobody wants to talk.
Share, right? I mean,
right. So, yeah. But a bunch of mothers are ready to talk about it and share about it because it is important to us. We have to go through it, right?
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely.
If I learn something in that process, I do want to share it with every mother I know. And we do used to share this word of mouth earlier. Now, the internet is there and, you know, who else will record our voices but ourselves?
So, do you actually went out there and found people who would be willing to share their stories?
Well, I didn't particularly go and find people. We said, hey, this is open, come and write.
Ah, I see. Okay. And you had a good return rate from that?
We shared our own stories. So, that made it open to other people to share theirs.
I see. And was there ever an idea of making this a business in those days?
No, we were just blogging because we wanted our stories out there. We wanted there to be a space where our stories are recorded.
Okay. So when did you start about, you know, making this like a business for you? Now you're doing this full time and you want to make some revenue out of it, I imagine, right? So when did the transition happen?
Right. So as we started growing and people started writing for us and the word started spreading or whatever, we had businesses come to us for promotions. So in 2013, we decided we would put Google ads on our website.
When was it again? 2015? In 2013.
Sorry,
13. Okay.
We just said we are going professional in the sense that we will put ads on our website. So we make enough money to pay the hosting service, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we decided to do. Then people started coming up to
us. Did you actually make money out of it in 2013?
Yeah, we did make a little bit of money, right?
How much?
Google, probably like $10 or something.
A month?
Not... Yeah,
that'll cover hosting. But yeah, it's a start, right? And
It wasn't much at all.
Yeah, but I read an article recently which said the first 77 cents, someone put a site out there and have been publishing for one full year. And
right.
The first time someone clicked on an ad was 1 year later and it made them 77 cents. And
that
changed their whole life. So I'm saying this $10
right.
with respect.
Right.
You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to make even 10 cents. So I would say it was a big $10 for us. And we had, and the big thing that came out of that was people saw that we are open for advertisement and promotions, right? So they would contact us asking us to do a product review or review the book, their book. We still work with all the major Indian children's book publishers. They send us books, we review them, we host giveaways for them, etc.
Who was the first one who came to you saying, can you promote me, and that was the revenue for you?
I will forever be grateful to her for thinking of us. It is Priya Narayanan, who is the author of a book called The Moon Wants to Be Spotless White.
Mm-hmm.
She just called us up and say, why don't you host a giveaway for us? And we were like, us, really?
How did she find you?
We actually held a book week in August 2013. Every August, we have a book week, which is actually for 15 days. Where we just review books, we talk to authors, we interview illustrators, we do a bunch of giveaways, and we try to get like coupons from bookstores and stuff like that. So it's like a mailer online, but it's only for books.
Oh, it's an online thing. It's an online only event.
Yes, okay. But this year we would want some offline events to coincide with it. That's our goal. We are working towards that.
So you have these mailers, but how did she find you? How did
we? Yeah, so she found us through when we were running that. She found us through that because we were on social media.
Okay.
We were on Facebook and we were tweeting about it and so on. So that's how she found us, I think. Yeah.
I see. So in the beginning days, you know, even before 2013, right, when you're trying to grow the blog or trying to just get the content out there, what was the biggest challenge for you?
I think the biggest challenge was, you know, I'm writing all this. Is this even worth it? You have these moments when you're like, I'm just writing all this stuff. Who cares? You know? And but then I would always tell myself, no, but I care. I want the story out there and nobody else is writing it. So I would go through those moments. This including my mom, she thought it is going to be something I'm doing because, you know, right now I'm bored. But it's not going to last long because, you know, why, who blogs for a living? So, so all that was there, not only self-doubt, and people did not really take you seriously, right? I'm going to take this big, and they'll say, yeah, yeah, I know. Who's going to come and share their stories with you? Are you kidding me? So, yeah, that was the challenge, I think, to keep this in spite of all this.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. I have the same self-doubt. I'm in the beginning stages right now, and I'm talking to all the entrepreneurs and publishing out there, and one of the biggest doubts I have is, does anybody care? But right. What keeps me going right now is exactly what you said, which is, I'm learning so much by talking to people like yourself, right? And I would do it in spite of no listeners.
Right, right. So I think that the drive has to be something other than your statistics or your revenue or your anything. It has to be something, that unnameable thing inside you that says, just keep going, you know. So, yeah.
I read a quote somewhere which said, whatever you love doing, keep doing, and keep doing it so much that people would love to pay you for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And did you ever have like thoughts of scrapping it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
There was a time when I was really busy. I was trying to keep up with work and my daughter, and Rakhi was super busy with her kid and her work and commute, etc. And we thought we are not going to be able to even publish one post a week, which is typically what we were aiming for. And we thought, okay, maybe we should shut it down. But Rakhi came up with this interview idea where we got content by talking to other moms. And then, she started doing the book reviews, and we found ways to keep it going.
So that was the inspiration to talk to others and get interviews.
No, initially we thought if we say come and write, people are going to come and write, which is ridiculous. So we had to incentivize or like tell them it's like your story matters, come and write, we'll read, right? So I think that was the, so when we published a few mom interviews, then the same moms then shared their thoughts in a blog post, which may be a parenting related or, their experience in the first year of the baby and so on. So, yeah, so that kind of broke the ice, I would say. Not as such. I mean, seeking content was one part of it, but also breaking the ice.
Yeah.
Was
the Were you also guest posting on others' blogs to get...
No, so one thing has to be said, I'm not a writer. I had never written before, and writing is not really something I did before IMC. It was something Rakhi did, and when Aarti joined us, she was a writer who wrote for us every single week.
So what is your strength? What do you do mostly at IMC?
I am a programmer, so I keep the blog running. Okay. I do the technical part of it, and I love visual design and stuff like that. So I like to play around with colors and stuff, and I make all the, let's say, the creative materials out of the visual stuff. So, yeah.
I see. So you mentioned about Rakhi and Aarti and others. So do you want to talk about a little bit about your team? Who is behind IMC?
I do. So our latest team member who I haven't mentioned yet is Shri Vidya. She is in California as well. And she joined us initially as one of our readers and occasionally submitted a blog.
Post. Can you talk about the entire team in entirety, starting from your
So there's me, there's Rakhi in Mumbai, there's Aarti in Sydney in Australia, and there's Shri Vidya in California, and we are the core team. Other than this, there are 109 contributors so far who have signed up and who either have expressed an interest to write or have written for us. So this is our team, and this is what keeps it all going. So that's been our journey.
Yeah. So you mentioned interns also, right? How many interns do you have right now?
I have to actually count. We have one for Facebook, one for Pinterest, one for Google Plus. We even have a 13-year-old intern who's doing book reviews for us this summer, and also doing visual design stuff, you know, the images that we create that goes with each post.
I see. Why do these interns come to you, by the way? I'm curious to know, what's in it for them?
Full creative freedom. You can do whatever you like. Within limits, of course. I mean, you have to some you have to talk about IMC. That's our only goal. But we generally give full space to them to explore their interests fully. So our Pinterest intern, Vinita, loves. She came to us. She said, "I love Pinterest. I'm going to clean up Pinterest for you because we were awful at it, and we were just doing. Okay, we need to pin something. We were doing that." But she came, she cleaned it up, she created new boards, and it's looking so vibrant and awesome. And
what is your Pinterest handle?
At Indian Moms, I think.
Okay. I see.
And same thing with Mahalakshmi on Google Plus and Rajeshwari on Facebook. They are really doing an awesome job keeping our posts up to date and reaching our audience and at the right times. And you know, it was not something that we could handle at all. It was all just whenever we found time, we were doing it. So now it has all taken its own shape.
Yeah, it does get overwhelming.
Yes.
Especially when you're a small team, right?
Right.
Yeah. So what is your financial health like right now?
We are making some money, losing some money.
I see. So it's on and off, some months on and some months off.
Yeah, right now we are not making money. We are actually running at a loss because we are now focusing more on marketing stuff. So we are doing a little bit more marketing spend versus our income.
How do you keep going in light of this?
Our husbands.
Thanks to them.
Thanks to my husband, who is completely supportive of this, and he's quite happy that I, you know, write checks to my to Indian Moms Connect, and of course, I'm sure the rest of my team's husbands are also pitching in and supporting us and saying go for it. So, I mean, we would be thankful to them for financial and moral support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I want to ask you, like, how big of a financial commitment is it? But before I ask you, I want to, share mine as well. So I've, since launching the podcast, I've spent almost like $10,000 so far, and I haven't made any money, obviously. And I'm doing this just out of my personal interest, right? Since I have a full-time job, I'm able to sustain it. But on an ongoing basis, I would spend maybe like less than $500 a month, which is not a big deal, I think. What is your range like? I'm curious to know.
No, we are now aiming to spend at least $1,000 to $2,000 a month.
Okay.
But we hope to make at least, you know, more than half of that at least to make up. We are actually looking to raise funds because the marketplace programming and the user experience design, etc., will require a greater financial commitment than we can do personally. So,
got it.
Yeah.
How do you plan to get there?
We are in the starting stages. We have created our, you know, refining our pitch deck or whatever. And we are presenting at the pitch conference at Tamil Entrepreneurs Forum.
Yeah, actually, that's how I found you. I saw you in the Tamil Entrepreneurs website.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apart from the pitch that you're doing and the immediate plans, what are your like future plans for Indian Moms Connect?
We want Indian Moms Connect to be the go-to place. So when Indian mom thinks of pregnancy and her first child, she thinks, let me go and see what IMC has to say about anything. So we want to have information on everything from the first year through, you know, middle school, perhaps. After that, we have no vision because our kids are not past middle school. So we cannot speak to that unless we get contributors who write from a teenager's perspective and so on. We want to be the go-to place where whether it is products or whether it is reviews or whether it is experiences or books or...
Yeah. So in the pre-interview, you mentioned you were thinking about a marketplace, right? Can you talk about that?
So yes, when we started getting these promotional opportunities, we found a lot of small and large businesses want to talk to Indian moms. And we promote them for 2 weeks and it's gone. And then our readership keeps growing. So the new readership does not learn about the promotions we did in the past, right? And these are businesses that would like to stay in the purview of the Indian moms. So we thought, why not create a marketplace where these businesses can open their store and reach our audience. So the marketing is built in into the marketplace besides the shopping cart system and all that.
So what would I be able to buy in this marketplace? Can you get an example?
Right now there are books. There is a wonderful shop of a lady who has converted the traditional palna into a modernized baby hammock. There is an awesome baby diaper bag created by a woman in Mumbai. There is a woman who is creating extra virgin coconut oil, which has immense benefits as a baby oil. And there are books and books and books, lots of books. We expect more books to get on board. We have small businesses of moms making homemade jewelry.
And they are the ones who are coming to you to sell on the marketplace, you said, right?
Because they get a chance to reach, not only as a home-based business, not only do you need the online shopping cart piece, right, the payment gateway, etc. They also get this built-in marketing. So starting out, you can reach our audience of right now. Last month, we had over 9,000 views on our blog, right? So you are reaching us immediately as soon as you're starting off. So that's an incentive for people to talk to us.
So your vision is kind of like trying to blend the blog that you have and put the marketplace integrated into that somehow?
Together. Yeah. We our vision is to integrate the two more seamlessly. So products appear where the blog posts are as ads, and bloggers get somehow remunerated.
The ads will be relevant to the blog in some way.
Right.
I see. Got it. And so you have, so it's about Indian moms as such, right? Your blog, and you said it's a global marketplace. So what is the engagement you have from different countries in the world right now in your audience?
Around 60% of our viewers come from India. We have about 20% from the US, which we are looking to grow. And we have, the rest of the percentage from UK, Middle East, Australia, Singapore, anywhere where the Indian diaspora lives. So.
I see. Australia too, I'm guessing.
We have a team member in Australia.
Oh, Rakhi, right? Arthi. Oh, sorry, Arthi. Yeah, you're
yes,
right.
Australia, yeah. Yes.
Nice. So if someone wants to, you know, contribute with a blog post or intern, how can they reach you?
Oh, they can reach me, Preeti at IndianMomsConnect.com. Okay. Or they can reach our team email at IndianMomsConnect@gmail.com. We'll answer at both places. And we are on Facebook as Indian Moms Connect. We are on Twitter at iMomsConnect. So,
okay. So all the links to the connections I'll mention in the show notes. So awesome. If anyone listening on their drive, you don't have to stop driving. So what's your, before we finish up here, I want to ask you, what's your favorite book?
Favorite book? Does it have to be non-fiction, fiction?
It's up to you, whatever you like.
That's a hard question.
I think you mentioned 0 to 1.
I'm reading 0 to 1 right now. I haven't finished it. So I don't know if it's still my favorite book or not. But I'm a big Jane Austen fan. So I used to read and reread Pride and Prejudice. So.
Oh, I see. What did you love about it? What did you learn from it? And what do you like about it?
I don't know. It's just it's just a great story, right? And I think it's a kind of a younger age fascination that with Jane Austen and those times and that world that is carried on in a way. So if you just ask me for a book, that's what I'll tell you. But I'm sure there are other books I have read which are just not coming to mind that I probably like better.
So what are you liking about the one that you're reading right now, 0 to 1?
I really like that he says your vision has to be grand. Right. Do not make a business out of something incremental. Make it out of something that is so such, brings about such a big change that you won't have competition. And, you know, traditionally we are taught to think in this incremental manner. We think, okay, we need to make just this improvement and then things will get better. So that book gave me the thought that we can make this something bigger than just an incremental change in somebody's life. Like, we can put it together to have a grander vision, for Indian Moms Connect. So I would say that book.
Yeah, yeah. So, Preeti, I have to say that you are a big inspiration for myself personally, and I hope for the listeners too.
That's a lot of load.
Thanks, Preeti. Is there anything else you want to share?
No, that was it. Thank you very much, Rohit, for talking to me and, you know, choosing me to be on your show. I'm really honored to be here.
Thank you for joining today, guys. All the show notes with links mentioned can be found at breakingtheborders.com/session5. If you like this session, please do me a favor. Go to iTunes and leave a rating and review. And I'll be very thankful if you do. Let me know by emailing me at rohit@breakingtheborders.com, and I'll give you a shout out at a future episode. Thanks again, and I'll see you another day. We'll